This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and
a brand new mix
of our theme song.
The John and Gordy theme song,
is unbelievable. I love it.
It's a remix.
Yeah. It's a remix. Okay.
Found this tape after 30-something years.
Wow.
35 years.
Yeah.
The engineer actually found it, Jamie Goldsmith, up in Reedsburg, used to be in Boscobel with this studio.
Mm-hmm.
Where we recorded that about 1985 or 86, somewhere there.
How could he find something he didn't know the title to?
Well, that was the question. And actually, that's what took him 38 years. We didn't remember, we didn't know what we called it.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to him a couple of years ago, and he goes, yeah, I remember this. I kind of remember it, but yeah.
Why don't you, pass along the title? And then, like a month from now, we'll ask our listeners to remember the title, the original title of the John and Gordy theme song.
It was
and then win some kind of major prize,
$15,000
or something like that.
When he found the tape, it was called the Eggman theme. I don't know
why.
Yeah. We were really high when we named it that, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But I'm on that playing guitar and a few other friends from that area.
I would assume that you had something to do with naming it because you're a big Beatle guy. And
maybe it had something to do with that. I don't know.
About the Eggman.
But I've renamed it the John and Gordy theme now.
There you go.
And the whole thing runs about 2 minutes and 16 seconds, something like that.
Yeah.
It's 2:17. So maybe we'll play the whole thing at some point. Maybe Friday with Rocker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think Rocker would love to hear the whole thing.
Yeah. Some really talented musicians on there.
Yeah.
From that area.
Well, who cares? All right.
Exactly. Time to move on. So, yeah. It's foggy out there this morning. Man.
London fog out there.
Big old blanket of cloudiness.
It's wild. You're just driving along and you're looking at the fog just moving along the street lights. It's
right.
Just fantastic.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. That should lift, but we are looking at rain maybe later on today. But it's pretty chilly this morning. What does your watch say the temperature is?
My watch?
Curious.
Let's see here. It says...
I've got 38 officially, but... One of the reporting stations, one of the TV stations was reporting like 32 degrees.
I have 35.
Okay.
Well, high of 55 today.
Okay. Well,
That's unofficial. Of course, we haven't checked with the weather roulette wheel, the weather balls, or the one-armed bandit.
Let's go with the weather lottery balls.
All right.
Let's see what the official actual afternoon high is.
We have
balls are bouncing around. And there's the first ball. It's five. Five, so we're in the 50s.
We're on track.
Second ball is 8. 58 for a high today, and look for rain showers sometime before noon.
We'll have to add my watch to the to the equipment that we have.
But your watch doesn't make any noise, does it?
No.
No,
it doesn't.
As it ciphers the temperature? Let's roll over to the National Day Calendar for this Monday.
Well,
what is it?
Yeah.
What?
No.
You all right with that?
No, I'm never right with it. Go ahead.
Okay. It's November 18th. Mm-hmm. Happy November 18th. Is it National Princess Day?
Yeah.
Is it National Magazine Day? How about National Mickey Mouse Birthday Day or National Vichyssoise Day. Vichyssoise.
Are you sure that's how it's said?
Well, I think it's a... yeah.
We got to check on that. That sounds like a French word.
Well, let's start with that one. Can we get Julian involved with this? It's V-I-C-H-Y-S-S-O-I-S-E. Vichyssoise.
This is a thick soup made of boiled and pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock. The delicious Vichyssoise. Vichyssoise soup is how we would say it in France. But it'd be fine in English to say Vichyssoise. Vichyssoise from French.
He still puts an S on it.
It's still the same.
Vichyssoise.
Yeah, I like how he gives the English and the French pronunciation, but they're always exactly the same.
Why not? Yeah. Well, you know, I love soup, especially this time of year.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vichyssoise. Okay, let's see the history of Vichyssoise.
Oh, by the way, you know, we mentioned leeks in there.
Yeah.
You know, great substitute for onions. If you can't handle onions, leeks does the job.
Does it?
But I got to tell you, the price of leeks is way up.
Really?
And this inflation thing with Trump.
Yeah, because it's Trump's deal now,
right? Yeah, he wants credit as of November 5th. He came right out and said it. So, in fact, I have that coming up later on.
Oh, good.
But the thing is, this is all on him now.
Yeah.
And the price of leeks.
Way up.
I mean, I paid $2.50 for the stock of leek. That's ridiculous.
What about the price of eggs? Eggs
going up? Oh, my God. The price of eggs, right?
Right. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only buy half a dozen eggs now when I go. Yeah.
I know. No one can afford eggs anymore.
Who can afford that? You got to take out a loan.
But it's even more. Well, I guess if you've not eaten a ton of eggs, it makes sense. But
right?
It costs even more in the long run if you're only buying half a dozen.
Well, I know it, but I should eat more eggs, maybe.
Well, yeah,
too expensive.
The more you buy, the less expensive it is. Except I got a dozen and a half eggs for over $6.
Wow.
Maybe you should buy like three or four dozen at a time. Your kids would probably go through them.
Well, there's a little. Self-censorship on my part. I almost slipped another word in between. Because I just grab eggs off the shelf and I put them in my cart. I don't even look at the price because they're always pretty low. You know, I mean, the price is always pretty good. And then when I get to the checkout, it's like $6.79 or what the hell? For a dozen and a half eggs, that's just way beyond.
Nuts.
This is Trump. This is his economy.
It's all his fault.
Right here. I mean, this is what they're doing now. They're just going to start taking and taking and taking and raising the prices of everything. We're done. Okay. You know, we're done. We might as well go back to, you know, food deserts, right? Packaged goods. That's what we're going to have to take now. Chips and corn curls and whatever else.
Corn curls. Well, let's get back to Vichyssoise.
Okay, Vichyssoise.
For a moment. I didn't know this or I forgot it, that it's a cold soup. I don't like cold soup.
Oh, wait. Cold soup.
Yeah, it's a cold soup. Loved by many.
No way.
Yeah, made thick with pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock. Vichyssoise is traditionally served cold, though sometimes it's eaten hot. Well, okay, make up your mind. I don't know.
Jeez. That sounds awful cold.
Yuck.
Wrong ingredients for a cold soup.
It goes back to 1950, so it's relatively new.
Hmm.
Although, never mind. That's not interesting. Let's move on to something else that's way more interesting. National Princess Day.
Yes.
By the way, we didn't. Did you ask me or did I ask you which one was the fake day? I forgot.
No.
No. Oh.
One was the fake day?
National Princess Day?
No. You're wrong. Sam, do you remember any of the days?
There you go. There's the buzzer.
Magazine Day?
You're correct.
All right.
You win a shiny new dime.
Oh.
Way to go. National Princess Day. Celebrate the princess and every girl by taking part in National Princess Day. Perhaps you know a princess who shines because of her gift of laughter, making everyone around them smile.
This remember way back when,
BS.
When we were younger,
what?
You called somebody a princess. It was a derogatory term.
Yes. Way to go, princess.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you think you're a princess.
Yeah. Huh? Swan Princess goes back to the Swan Princess. What is the Swan Princess? Was released in theaters on November 18th, 1994. Introduced the beautiful Princess Odetta to fans across the globe. Okay, nobody cares about Princess Day. Let's move on.
No,
we got a phone call.
That was a lot of fun.
Wait, Hang on. Mark has something to say about National
Princess Day.
National Days. Mark, good morning. Go ahead with your call.
Once again, I hear the price of eggs being bantered about.
Yeah?
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I bought a dozen eggs at the co-op because I was going to make some pumpkin pie and some cookies.
Yeah.
And my infamous impossible ham and cheese pie. That wow. takes four eggs to make a batch of it to make one, but it is just you see the sign I got those at the co-op, and those are $5.29 a dozen for regenerative pastures organic eggs. But I mean that I don't know where you're getting your eggs for $6.79 a dozen.
It's a dozen and a half eggs.
Do they come packaged?
They come in packages of a dozen and a half. Yeah,
never seen.
And I think for conventional eggs, they're usually around $3.99 a dozen or $2.99 a dozen, depending. But
yeah, something like that.
When I look at the pig and the local pig here in Sauk, that it says, you know, the whole problem is that farmers are having to replace their flocks because of the bird flu.
But why did it all of a sudden go up? It wasn't like that like a week ago.
Yes, it was.
It was. Well, maybe 2 weeks ago. When I last bought eggs, it was a lot less expensive.
And the problem is that, and you guys are better informed than most of the public, it seems. But right. I mean, we have to remember that supply chains, that COVID, we're still feeling the echoes of COVID here, and because the companies decided, well, we can charge this much, so they're going to charge this much, and that for Biden to take the hit. Well, it's, you know, it's been 20% inflation over the past 4 years. Well. Mm-hmm. When Ronald Reagan was president, I don't know if I said it on this program, but I think Ronald Reagan never got the inflation rate under 4% per year when he was president of the United States.
Right, right.
But, okay. So the public has a really short memory span, and now we're going to reap the full harvest of Donald Trump, and it's going to be pretty bad.
Well, I'm going to have a great... My memory is going to be great now for the price of everything I buy. I'm going to make sure that, you know, they either come down by half or I'm going to complain each and every morning.
Great. Yeah. All right, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mark.
All right. We just got a minute left here.
I mean, they gave up the U.S. They gave up democracy because the price of eggs was too high. Okay? That's what's rubbing me the wrong way.
Okay. Something.
I can't believe we did this. I don't know. Gasoline prices were high. Well, talk to OPEC about it. It's not the president. God.
Okay.
How many times do we have to remind them it's OPEC? It's
Angry
not
John this
the
morning.
President.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Facts, man. We're just getting going here. On a Monday morning, John and Gordy will continue with more history days and other stuff coming up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Get going.
Yeah.
621, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east or west sides or online at verlo.com.
Just to double check, is popcorn, right?
Popcorn. Okay. James Brown.
If anybody cares, you know, I can pass along a little tip about popcorn. You know, making popcorn, the best kind of popcorn you could possibly make. Now, I have a little tip.
He takes a bag and he throws it in the microwave.
John's Techno Corner has researched this stuff.
Okay.
And I have a big tip. You know, I used to go with the stir crazies for many years. There's a West Banster Crazy, which is the name of the product. And there's another one by Orville Redenbacher, which is a fantastic device, exactly like the Stir Crazy, only it has an enameled nonstick surface, which is much better. Incredible. But at the same time, when you pop corn in one of these Stir Crazies, it gathers steam inside the bowl that's covering the popcorn as it pops. Mm. And that makes kind of a soggy, chewy popcorn. And I've been trying to come up with a different way to make popcorn so I can make really, really good popcorn like at the movie theaters, right? So I finally researched it, the best of reviews for popcorn poppers, and it's an air popper.
Okay.
And it's a Presto air popper, and it is gorgeous. And it pops this fantastic popcorn. The biggest popcorn I've ever gotten in my entire life. There are no hard kernels inside the popcorn or left in the bowl. Nothing. It is the best popcorn popper ever. Now, here's the thing. Because it's an air popper, it comes out a little cardboardy, okay? I mean, you know, it's it doesn't have that oil to add that flavor in. Mm. But what you do is, and I have these oil sprayers at home. Now, a lot of people buy the pressurized spray cans of oil.
Okay.
I have just sprayers, just like water sprayers. They
all
make
right.
those. They're fantastic. I have olive oil in one of them, and I just light sprayed
John's
over the popcorn.
John's just a fan of grease.
Good Lord.
No, it adds a great flavor. And by the way, olive oil is great for you. So you just spray it, just a light spray on. You put the salt on so it sticks to the popcorn, and it is just fantastic. It's a tip. It's a free tip, okay? You know, I'm not going to charge for
it. I didn't realize you were such a popcorn snob.
I am. Damn
what's,
it.
What's the name brand? What brand
a Presto
is this?
Air
this is a Presto air popper.
If you wanted movie theater popcorn, why wouldn't you just buy like the big, giant popcorn maker that they have at a movie theater?
That I also researched that. I was going to get one of those, it takes too much time to clean. This Presto air popper, there is no cleanup. None.
Really?
It's just you make the popcorn, you eat, and that's it. It is just the easiest popcorn popper ever without a big mess or anything.
Are you the official spokesperson now for
this? I should be. Let's see if we can't get them as a sponsor.
Yeah. Air popper.
It's okay. Like $35 maybe at the most, $30.
And it's easy to use.
It's so easy to use. It's ridiculous, and it saves a lot of space on your countertops.
You guys used to be sponsored by a popcorn company, didn't you?
Rural Route 1.
Rural Route 1 popcorn.
Yeah.
Do they still make that?
Pops Bittick. Yes, they do. They still make it.
Yeah. Well, we should check in with Pops.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him as a sponsor still.
Well, anyway, now we know how to make the popcorn.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect popcorn every time.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody's written down what I just said.
Yes.
Because I forgot it already.
Presto air popper. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll get a picture of it, put it on Facebook.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Maybe work out a sponsorship deal.
An official endorsement.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Let's get back to the National Day Calendar and then the history book.
I want to explain.
It's fine.
No, I just want to explain one
Please.
More thing.
Okay.
Because you said something about it before we took the break that I was, you know, really angry, right? Okay.
Yeah, you seem pissed off about
something. Yes. You know why?
Why?
I was watching some old videos on YouTube yesterday, and I came across, who's the guy that used to scream and yell when he did his comedy routines?
Sam Kinison?
Sam Kinison.
Okay, yeah.
I was watching Sam Kinison do his bits.
Oh, man.
And he just go off.
He was hilarious.
And I'm just reflecting a little bit of what I was watching.
I see.
I realized I was doing that after you mentioned that. So I gotta come down a little bit. Sam Kinison has an energy level that's beyond anyone's imagination.
What was really funny is when he was burst onto the scene and people didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, the early audiences of him. And then he'd start out very calmly.
He always starts out calm.
And then he would... He would point to somebody in the audience that was about to get married.
Do you like popcorn? Do you like popcorn?
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, and he just launched into this incredible loud screechy voice.
See if you can find Sam Kinison talking about marriage.
No, you can't play anything from Sam Kinison.
Well, yeah,
I think it's pretty. Yeah,
we'd have to go through it. But all right, we'll work on that.
We will.
Okay, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday, by the way.
Oh, yes,
This is important stuff. Made his debut November 18th, 1928.
Steamboat.
Yeah.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. We have a little Steamboat Willie music?
No? Well, I did.
You lost.
I lost. I was going to play it coming in, but I couldn't find like a better quality version. There was only the one uploaded by Walt Disney in 2009.
That's
probably the only kind of audio you're going to get from it.
That's probably true.
I want to hear either about the history today or what you did last night, Sam, that seems to have scarred you for life.
I'll tell you quick what happened last night. Right. We can maybe get to the history.
All right.
So I went to bed a little earlier than normal last night, like around 9-ish. And slept fine for a while until a little after 2 in the morning when I heard in my dream a doorbell go off. And then I heard it again. And then I woke up and I was like, wait a minute. Was that my actual doorbell? And I just waited there. And then it went off again.
What a guy.
And so somebody was at the door. I had no idea who it was. And earlier yesterday, we had a run-in with our crazy neighbor down the road, so I was worried that he had come back again.
I'll tell
you more about him another time.
All right.
But it turned out my roommate had forgotten his keys and was at work till like 2 in the morning last night, and he asked me to let him in. So.
Oh, that's it.
And that, I didn't really fall back asleep.
So how long did it take him to get your attention?
A couple minutes, I'm not sure.
Did he try calling you first?
He did. I didn't have my ringer on.
Well, that's a sad story, Sam.
It is.
Thank you. 29 minutes past the hour. We'll get to the history books and a whole lot more. I'm John and Gordy in the morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX. Yes, idiocracy, it is out there. It is ever present.
Yes, it is. And we'll get to that in a moment. It's 38 degrees, highs in the upper 50s today. Rain on the way later this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, idiocracy. What do we got?
Were we going to get to birthdays or history or anything like that?
Do you have any history stuff?
If you want to, I can.
Well, you put a little work into it.
Go ahead.
Time zones debuted today in 1883 on U.S. railroads.
Wow.
Why did we need time zones? What was the theory back then, 1883? Just because railroads existed?
Because like a bunch of different cities like kept their own standard time. And if you took a one-hour train from, I don't know, wherever to wherever, and it wasn't 1 hour later in the place that you arrived, that would cause issues.
Yes.
Your clocks were out of sync.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Today in 1963, touch-tone phones debuted.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
I love that sound.
Those were fun. Yeah.
you like listening to the little sound that it makes when you press a button?
Well, you could make songs out of them.
Remember
in the old days?
What?
Right.
Yeah. What do you mean, a song?
They used to have different tones. Now, nowadays, they don't.
Yeah.
But you still hear it on your cell phone if you hit the buttons. Usually.
No, it's not like that.
It's not. It was not like. It's not like it is now.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't an expansive library of songs that you could make.
No,
but
not at all.
You know, each number had a different.
Is that
tone.
How you got your start as a musician?
Yes, that was my inspiration.
Okay. Do touch tone phones, the old ones, do those still work?
Well,
on today's system,
you got a landline.
I don't know.
You can plug it in. And
really?
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What else? Any highlights? Any really great things that happened?
Not great things. This is not a great thing. No. Today in 1978 is the anniversary of the Jonestown Massacre, the mass suicide event.
That's right.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's somewhere along the way that'll happen with megas as well.
Jeez.
They are a cult. Yeah. They can be pretty
That's
culty.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Got a couple birthdays. It's Alan Shepard's birthday, the astronaut.
Yeah.
And Margaret Atwood, the author of, we've talked about it a couple times, The Handmaid's Tale.
That's right.
Which, some people are using as a blueprint for what they want to make the country into.
Yeah, Alan Shepard, the first astronaut for
first
the U.S.
First American in space, I believe, right?
Yeah. He didn't orbit. He just went up and came back down, but into space.
Took a rocket up and then straight back down.
Turned it back down, came back down.
Crashed into the ocean.
Yeah, he died back in 1998.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And?
Let's get to Idiocracy.
Okay.
All right. Because, you know, it's crazy stuff. And we heard all along during the Biden administration how costly the programs are that he put in place. The spending.
That's what we heard from the Republicans.
Adding to the debt.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we couldn't handle it anymore. You know, $8 trillion was okay for tax cuts. You know, but then when Biden came in and he spent it on us, well, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. That cost way too much money. So now they are very concerned about spending way too much money. But instead, well, now they're looking at maybe universal vouchers in every state across the country. You know, they want like a national voucher plan where you have your choice of a voucher to any school you want to go to.
Okay.
And this is now beyond parody because those vouchers cost a whole hell of a lot more money than public schools. Anyway, Bill Lee now says electing Trump means Bill Lee, by the way.
Yeah, who's Bill Lee?
He's a governor. And he says that because Trump was voted in, people may be rejecting statewide vouchers in statewide elections, but now they really want vouchers statewide because Trump was voted in. I'm twisting myself in a pretzel trying to describe
it. Explaining it, yeah.
And when they did, he said, you know, voting Trump in, that their votes matter less when they pass bills than when they elected a president. So anyway.
Bill Lee is the governor of Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. Could we listen to this? Cut 107.
Okay.
Constitutional amendments, very separate from pieces of legislation. There is a clear movement towards school choice in this country. Donald Trump campaigned on it. Ballot initiatives are really different from legislation. As I understand it now, clearly is for education freedom scholarships to become universal in the future.
Okay, there it is. So he's justified it in some way, shape, or form, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's take a look at Florida's voucher program.
All right,
statewide voucher program. The Florida Senate projected that its voucher expansion would cost $646 million, but independent researchers estimated that the program would actually cost not $646 million, but about $4 billion.
That's a little different.
That's a little, yeah. Yeah, their math might have been off just a little.
I wasn't a math major, but
it seems like it's different,
it's
right?
It's a lot different. Yeah.
The actual costs are already approaching, by the way. They estimated $4 billion. The actual cost so far, $3.35 billion the first year for their voucher program.
Wow.
Wow, they're saving a lot of money, you know.
It looks like need to go back to school.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty much. Now, they had a list here, a graph, and I'll just try to explain some of it. The exploding cost of voucher programs. Wisconsin is on this list. 120% above budget costs. Okay, so we're paying 120% more for the voucher program than estimated.
Okay.
Louisiana, 153%. Ohio, 414%, Florida, 519%, Indiana 810% above budget costs. Georgia 891% above budget costs. And Arizona, we've heard about the Arizona program. Holy crap. This is 1,346% above the budget costs for universal vouchers.
Where do they get all this extra money?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got to pay for it, right?
And right.
They couldn't afford public schools. They've been squeezing that for years.
Yes.
But they seem to have enough now somehow, somewhere, I don't know where they're getting the money, for these statewide school vouchers. This is outrageous.
It is.
This is crazy stuff.
It is. Yeah.
So I don't know.
How are they going to pay?
Yeah.
Man. So, what happened? I mean, the projections were that far off.
That far off. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, like I said, the Florida Senate came up with just $646 million. Mm. That's all it's going to cost. And, you know, it made everybody pretty happy. Yeah, that's pretty good, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, the actual cost is $4 billion. Reality
I'm
sets
sure,
in, you know.
You know, when Donald Trump takes office, he'll those come in, he'll straighten it all out.
Those prices will be cut in half.
Yep. Figure it all out.
Oh, man. There's nothing left, you know? Now, okay. You sent me something, the Clapton quiz show.
Yes, because I know how much you hate Eric Clapton. I truly hate him. Not sure where this hate comes from. You know, great musician.
Right.
Fabulous.
You know,
musician.
I felt sorry for him and his son, you know?
Of course.
I mean, that was a great song and a sad story.
Yeah.
So
horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But as far as a musician is concerned, he sucks. You know, he can't play.
You're so off base.
He was so good in the early days, early British invasion days. But suddenly, you know, he just got lazy, fat. You know,
he never got fat. What are you talking about? He's slim and trim. I found this online and I thought you would enjoy it because, you know, I know how much you hate Clapton, but, you know, here's a little trivia question. It's some sort of Jeopardy show. Yeah. I think it was, they tried it out on MTV or something. It's a rock Jeopardy show.
Okay.
Because if you saw the video, if you looked at it, it has a really weird
Jeopardy type of thing.
Yeah. So we got that dialed up and ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
It doesn't have a number. Just look for the Clapton quiz show.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Eric Clapton for 800, please. Clapton's first top 40 solo hit was this timely tune written by J.J. Cale.
Okay, stop it.
Nicole.
Okay. Do you know what that was?
After Midnight?
You got it. What? See, you're not. You say you're not an Eric Clapton fan. You got that one right.
Wow,
go ahead and play
it.
That
was pretty wild. Okay.
Can you pick it up there or no?
Nicole.
What is After Midnight?
Right.
Eric Clapton for 1,000, please.
Okay, let's get ready.
Clapton's 1974 number one album, or The Address Where He and the Band Stayed While Recording It. Nicole?
What is...
something Oceans.
You're very close. Ocean Boulevard.
There you go.
Nicole? What is 461 Ocean Boulevard?
Yeah, and look at that.
Eric Clapton for 600.
I know my Clapton.
Okay,
George Harrison's wife, Patty Boyd, whom Clapton later married, inspired this Derek and the Dominoes hit.
What hit?
Layla.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Cole. Right.
What is Layla?
We found a category you like.
Eric Clapton for 400, please.
It's the crime admitted to in the title of a Clapton hit, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Stop. Go ahead.
I shot the sheriff.
Very good.
Ding, Cole. Ding, ding.
What is I shot the sheriff?
Yes.
Eric Clapton for 200, please.
Clapton earned this nickname from the applause fans gave him when he changed broken guitar strings on stage.
Slow hand.
See? You got them all right.
Andy. What is God? No. Brad. What is slow hand? Slow hand, right.
I like that guy's answer.
Got to explain that a little bit. When Clapton was in Cream, a famous band, when you liked Clapton, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
They started doing graffiti all over London because Clapton, this was before Hendrix came out, so Clapton was God.
Yes.
You know, and they spray painted that all over different parts of London. And,
Wow, so the guy had that answer.
You got them all right.
Isn't that weird?
And you're not a fan.
No.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Makes me question whether I whether I'm a fan or kind of a, you know, closet fan.
When did you turn into not a fan? Where to, after he left Cream and started doing Derek and the Dominoes, Layla, fabulous album.
I didn't mind that. I didn't mind that. All of a sudden, I think it was the Slow Hand album that just bored me the tears.
Well, he had a few. Yeah, he kind of went through a tough period there with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. Well, that might be it. Do you have a time when that album was released? Do you have any idea when?
I don't know.
See, I had to, I was a rock jock at one time.
Yeah, well, we both were at different times, yes.
And so a lot of that influenced my decisions on whether I like groups or not. And, we'd have to play these songs, and some of them just, bored me to tears.
That particular album was not a great album.
No.
I agree with you on that. Very, very different.
And then it had the title of Slow Hand. Well, that was an appropriate title.
Okay.
All right. So anyway.
But I think you'd like more of his recent stuff. There was some other, a lot of great albums recently.
Yeah.
In the recent years. I've seen him two or three times. Great in concert.
But they revere him, and all he has to do is just pick his guitar a few times and just sit back again on stage and just kind of, relax, mosey down, and who cares, right?
He's quite good as a guitar player.
But he is not good anymore. He is not.
Okay. All right.
You got to be creative, right?
And the Crossroads.
If you just forget the creative part.
Okay.
By the way, Crossroads, great song.
Crossroads is a terrific song. I saw him in 2007, I think, at the Chicago Crossroads Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had a lot of different bands, and Clapton was there as a host and played with a bunch of the bands, and then Clapton ended the show with his band, and it was unbelievably great.
Yeah.
They had Stevie Winwood in there, and they had ZZ Top showed up, and Los Lobos. I mean, some really terrific
players. Those were great bands, yeah. I mean, it was like a surreal time for rock and roll at that time.
Those were the good days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the quiz.
You did really well. I'm shocked.
Actually shocked, too.
Yeah. 6:48. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning program.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Highs today about 58 degrees, some fog this morning, some rain along the way a little bit later.
It's kind of crazy because you're looking out the window here, and if you look off to the left, the fog is gone. If you look off to the right, you can barely see the buildings.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, there's fog all around the library down there.
Yeah.
It's weird. Or the library's on fire. I don't know. Take your pick.
We did see a fire truck this morning.
We did.
We don't know why it was out there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Interesting stuff going on. Vivek.
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy,
He's a character. Wow, what a fun guy. He's always got something to say. He's going to fix everything.
Yes.
He's an efficiency expert.
He really knows his stuff, doesn't he? You know?
Well, sure.
Well, the mega activist Supreme Court, they repealed the Chevron deference, which allowed federal judges to give the government agencies a little latitude over how to interpret the statutes, right, and create their own rules and regulations and penalties.
That was quite a while ago, right?
Yeah, a little while ago, half a year ago
couple
or so.
Of years?
But you know, it's gone now, and you know the judges are now in charge, not the agencies themselves or the administration. We elect a president to, you know, perform these duties. Now they've taken a lot of the executive branch's duties away and gave them to the judges instead. Who knows why? What the heck? You know, it's part of tearing the whole system down.
Got to start somewhere. So
So this was Americans voting, you know, because of the price of bacon. here's Vivek Ramaswamy and Tucker Carlson drooling over tearing regulations apart.
Meeting the minds.
Cut 81.
But in order to do that, you need this industrial logic. And that industrial logic, in my opinion, is what the Supreme Court has already given us, which is this mandate to say the executive branch, the fake executive branch, the administrative state, has written all these rules by fiat. Mm-hmm. Most of them are illegal. Like, they're actually unlawful. They're illegitimate. And so if you have an executive branch that says, okay, we're going to recognize that most of these regulations are illegitimate, there's your blueprint for then shaving down the size of the federal bureaucracy, which is then the permanent solution to stop that bureaucracy from perpetuating this kind of illegal rampant action. And I think that's the stuff of how you actually save a country, boring as that might sound.
It's not boring. And I think it's so obvious. It's so overwhelming. It's the largest institution in human history. I've never heard anybody say, you know, we have a shot of like lopping off 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that would change everything
it
from
would.
Our foreign policy to our economy to our culture.
Mm-hmm. And?
Okay.
They spent all their time asking whether they could and not asking whether they should.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And
sounds like they're just going to lop it off.
Yeah, they're going to lop it off.
What
would they lop off?
I don't know.
Would they lop off giving tax cuts to the wealthy?
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Priority number one.
Yeah. So it's going to be painful, and I think Elon Musk actually said that once. It's going to be a little painful at first, but you know, you'll get used to, you know, abject poverty.
Okay? What are they going to do with Social Security? They're going to lop that off? Medicare? They're going to lop that off?
They're going to make some changes.
They're going to tweak it.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Just around the edges a little bit.
Maybe just around the edges, you know.
Nothing to worry about.
Take away those safety nets, because the wealthy don't need the safety nets.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the way.
Yeah. I read where they were going to just not do with the annual, where they adjust the amount that you get of Social Security. They're going to adjust that.
They're going to
adjust
gonna
stop
that
doing
instead.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Great.
Well, so it's not going to go up with the cost of living. It's going to stay steady.
And one of the craziest things is, you know, they're going to get rid of all of these immigrants in this country.
You're going to round them up.
Even legal immigrants in this country. And those immigrants work and they pay into the system. They pay Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
So we're going to pull that money out. And then they're going to make cuts to the programs themselves. Gee, I wonder what's left.
I don't know.
I don't think too much. But, Stephen Miller has a plan. He's the deputy chief of staff, and he wants to push forward denaturalization, which is the removal of citizenship of citizens who immigrated to the U.S.
Mm.
So a person who has become a naturalized U.S. citizen can have their citizenship revoked.
Just do it and don't worry about it.
So much for the 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part of the 14th Amendment. I guess, you know, we don't really have to pay attention to that kind of stuff. And I think the Supreme Court will let it go by this time, you know. Doug Billings, host of The Right Side, agrees with deportation camps. Listen to this. He says, yes, there will be camps, humane camps, which will serve and protect those who are awaiting deportation, which is much more than Biden-Harris did to protect illegals. This is necessary. The fact that Biden-Harris encouraged them to take deadly journeys here is evil to its core, and it's what the majority voted for. The border is open, right?
Okay, yeah. They're going to round them up and put them in camps. Right?
Yes, they are.
Well, camping is fun.
Way.
Camping, you know, you got a tent,
exactly.
You got a little bonfire, you know,
the cots,
going, some marshmallows.
The cots, get used to that.
Camping is good. It's a good thing, right?
Yep. in the great outdoors of the U.S.
6:58. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin a little after 7:30. That's coming up. Stay right here.
All right.
John and Gordy in the morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.